heads, pray in silence, prepare our hearts.
请大家一同默祷，预备我们的心。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we now start our morning Sabbath service.
奉耶稣圣名开始我们今天早上安息日的聚会。
Let's sing hymn 70.
请唱赞美诗七十首。
Happy to see every one of you.
非常高兴能够见到每一位弟兄姐妹。
I can see that we all love God and firmly see God.
我们大家都非常的爱神，愿意来寻求神。
On this holy day, we all take time out to keep the Lord's Sabbath.
在这圣安息日，我们都愿意花时间来敬拜神。
May the Lord's peace and grace be with every one of us.
愿主的恩典平安与各位同在。
Today is Holy Sabbath, is the day that God blessed.
今天是圣安息日，是神所赐福的日子。
So let's put away our worldly cares and burden.
所以我们放下世上的重担。
Let's pursue God and to be filled with God's Spirit and God's Word.
让我们寻求神，让神的灵以及他的平安充满着我们。
And also let's give thanks to God for everything that He has provided for us.
我们也感谢神，他所赐给我们的一切。
So that we can enter into the Lord's rest.
让我们能够进入他的安息。
Enjoy peace, love, strength, and satisfaction.
让我们能够享受平安、喜乐以及福气。
So let's kneel down and pray and ask God to guide our services.
我们现在一同跪下来祷告，祈求神带领我们的聚会。
Let's pray together.
一同祷告。
I'd like to use this topic, a skin of water versus a well of water.
今天早上用一皮带水跟一井水与大家一同勉励。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 21.
请看创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 21.
创世纪二十一章。
From verse 8 to 19.
二十一章第八节到十九节。
Genesis chapter 21, verse 8.
创世纪二十一章第八节。
Genesis chapter 21, verse 8.
创世纪二十一章第八节。
So the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned. Verse 9.
九节。
And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian,whom he had borne to Abraham, scoffing. Verse 10.
第十节。
Therefore, she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac. Verse 11.
十一节。
And the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight because of his son. Verse 12.
十二节。
But God said to Abraham, do not let it be displeasing in your sight.Because of the lad, or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice. For in Isaac, your seed shall be called. Verse 13.
十三节。
Yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman, because he is your seed. Verse 14.
十四节。
So Abraham rose early in the morning, and took bread and a skin of water, and putting it on her shoulder, he gave it and the boy to Hagar, and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Verse 15.
十五节。
And the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs. Verse 16.
十六节。
Then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shot. For she said to herself, let me not see the death of the boy. So she sat opposite him,and lifted her voice and wept. Verse 17.
十七节。
And God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Verse 18.
十八节。
Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. Verse 19. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink.
第八节, 创世纪21章第8节。 孩子渐长就断了奶，以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕设摆丰盛的宴席。第9节，当时撒拉看见埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子细笑。第10节，就对亚伯拉罕说：“你把这使女和她儿子赶出去，因为这使女的儿子不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。”11节，亚伯拉罕因他儿子的缘故很忧愁。第12节。 神对亚伯拉罕说：“你不必为这童子和你的使女忧愁，凡撒拉对你所说的话，你都该听从，因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。”13节，至于使女的儿子，我也必使他的后裔称立一国，因为他是你所生的。14节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，拿饼和一袋皮水，一皮带水，给了夏甲搭在他的肩上，又把孩子交给他，打发他走。 夏甲就走了，在别示巴的旷野走迷了路。15节，皮带的水用尽了，夏甲就把孩子撇在小树底下。16节，自己走开，约有一箭之远，相对而坐，说：“我不忍见孩子死，就相对而坐，放声大哭。”17节，神听见童子的声音，神的使者同天上呼叫夏甲说：“夏甲，你为何这样呢？” 不要害怕，神已经听见童子的声音了。18节，起来把童子抱在怀中，我必使他的后裔成为大国。19节，神使夏甲的眼睛明亮，他就看见一口水井，便去将皮带盛满了水给童子喝。Here
record a very sad event.
在这里记载了一个令人哀伤的一个事情。
At first, it was a happy event because Abraham, his son Isaac, was weaned off.
那么起初，他记载的亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒断奶。And
so Abraham gave a celebration.
所以亚伯拉罕呢就举办了一个宴席。But
the Ishmael, which is about 15 years older than Isaac.
那么以实玛利大约是比以撒年长15岁。And
at that time, Ishmael was very, very unhappy about how come his little brother Isaac have this big feast.
当时的以实玛利可能觉得为什么以撒能够有这么样的丰盛的宴席。
So, you know, he started to scoff at it, so mock at him.
所以呢，这里记载的他就戏笑以撒。
So he kind of do it out of jealousy and also out of pride.
或许是因为他的嫉妒或是他的骄傲。
And then it happened to be Sarah, the mother, saw it.
那么这个时候，亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉看见了。And
so, you know, this is so-called the family feud.
那么这里我们可以说是一个家庭的一个争执。So
Sarah was very upset, and he felt like the bondwoman and Ishmael, her son, should not have inheritance with her son.
那么撒拉觉得非常的不喜悦，因为他觉得这个使女跟使女所生的儿子不应该一同承受产业。And
Abraham was very, very troubled because Ishmael is his son, and bondwoman is also his wife too.
那么亚伯拉罕非常的困扰，因为这个以实玛利也是他的儿子。And
why does this sad event happen is because Ishmael was proud and jealous.
那么这样的事情为什么发生呢？ 应该是因为这个以实玛利，他是非常的嫉妒，而且骄傲。
And God told Abraham to listen to Sarah and to send the bondwoman and the Ishmael away.
那么神告诉亚伯拉罕说，你要听从撒拉的话，将夏甲跟以实玛利把他送走。And
this is also God's punishment to Ishmael.
那么这也可以把它看作是神对以实玛利的一个处罚。Because
when God called Abraham, God promised him this thing.
因为当神呼叫亚伯拉罕的时候，神这样的说。In
chapter 12, verse 3, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3.
在创世纪的12章的第3节这么说。
The second part of verse 3 says, and I will curse him who curse you.
创世纪所有章第三节下半段，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
It refers to anybody who despised Abraham or his descendants. God will also despise them and punish them.
那么在这里指的就是那些咒诅亚伯拉罕或是他子孙的神必要咒诅他。
But also Ishmael is the son of Abraham. God also promised to bless him too.
但是呢，以实玛利也是神的亚伯拉罕的儿子，所以呢，神也要祝福他。
So God comforted Abraham, saying that God will take care of Ishmael. So let them go.
所以神告诉亚伯拉罕说，我会照顾这以实玛利，你让他离开你。
And so Abraham just followed God's command and sent his wife and Ishmael away.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕就按照神的指示，将夏甲跟以实玛利送走了。
And we can see that sometimes unfortunate things happen is because of two things.
从这里我们可以了解，有时候不幸的事情的发生，可能因为两件事情。
First is because the mistake that we made.
第一个就是因为我们所犯的错误。
Just like Ishmael, if he did not mock at Isaac, he would be staying in Abraham's house, you know, for a long, long time. No problem.
如果说以实玛利他没有嬉笑这个以撒的话呢，或许他就可以在亚伯拉罕家居住。
And sometimes, unfortunate thing happen is beyond our control. It's not something that we do.
有时候不幸的事情发生是我们没有办法控制的。
And sometimes it's both.
有时候是可以控制的。
Sometimes it's both. 两个都是。For example, in this story, Ishmael actually sooner or later will have to move out because he's born from a bondwoman.
那如果我们仔细的看这个以实玛利或许总有一天总要离开亚伯拉罕的。
And that's something that he cannot control because he was born from a bondwoman, a slave.
因为他是从使女而生的。
That's something that he cannot control, who gave him birth.
那么他从谁生出来是他所没有办法控制的。
So sooner or later, he will have no part with Abraham's inheritance.
所以当然在以后他总是没有办法承受亚伯拉罕的产业。
But at the same time, it was also because his mistake. He caused his departure from Abraham's house faster.
那么另外就是因为他所犯的错误让他提早离开亚伯拉罕的家。
Sometimes we encounter certain disasters. Sometimes it's because our mistake, but sometimes it's our genetic. It's not that good, or something beyond our control, or sometimes it's both.
有时候我们发生一些不幸的事情或许是一些无法控制的先天上的问题或是因为我们所犯的错误。有时候是因为两者混在一起的关系。
And at this time, when Abraham sent the bondwoman away, he gave her a bag, a skin of water. Recording verse 15.
当这个亚伯拉罕将这个使女跟以实玛利送走的时候呢，提到说亚伯拉罕给了他们一皮带水。
In verse 14.
在十四节这样的记载。
And this water was supposed to help her.To gifting from Abraham's house all the way to the place that she's supposed to go.
那么这一批带水应该可以让她从亚伯罕的家走到她所需要去的地方。
But something more unfortunate thing happened is that she was lost in the desert.
但是更不幸的事情接二连三的发生，就是她在旷野走迷了路。
We know that in Arizona, sometimes we walk in wilderness, there's no sign saying going east or west, which direction.
我们亚伯拉罕的旷野地我们在上面走的时候它没有任何的路标告诉我们往哪里去。
Just like last week, we have a picnic, hiking trip, hiking trip, and people telling me that they were lost too, a little lost.
啊，我们上个星期有一个郊游啊，那么在爬山的时候呢，有人告诉我说啊，他们迷路了。
They can walk to the mountain, but when walking back, they cannot find the way.
啊，他们可以走到山上，但是呢，回来的时候却走迷了路。
And so, at that time, the water was used up.
那么当这个水用尽的时候
，And can you imagine at that time, the little boy, well, the teenagers, and the mother is always thirsty.
那么当时候的男孩跟那母亲都非常的口渴
，And to the point that the teenager is starting to feel like dying. He had no strength to walk anymore.
那么那个小孩子他没有办法再走了，就开始哭泣。
And she cannot carry him anymore.
那么这个夏甲没有办法带着这个小孩子。
And she's seeing that her beloved son is gradually passing away.
那么她看到她的儿子慢慢的死去。
So she placed her son under the shrub, and she went some distance away to cry.
那么她就把小孩子放在小树底下，自己。走开一段距离，在那边放声大哭。
And she used up all the water, and she had no more water.
那么这个时候这个水已经用尽了。
And try to imagine at that kind of situation.
我们可以想想看当时候的状况。
It was very, very desperate. It's not just she's dying, but she also going to see her son die too.
那是一件很凄惨的事情，就是。不是只有他要死去，他也看到他的儿子将要死去。
And in wilderness, there's no one around to help them, to give them water.
那么在旷野的地方没有人可以帮助他们，或是给他们一点水喝。
And they had no strength or no ability to solve the problem.
那么他们已经没有这个能力或是力气去解决这个问题。
And just when she feels despair, then angel of God appeared to her.
那么就在他们非常的绝望的时候神看到他们了。
Yeah. And let's look at verse 17.
17节。
This angel of God said to her, say, what ails you, Hagar?
17节神呼叫夏甲说你为何这样呢
Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is.
不要害怕神已经听见童子的声音了。
Of course, God heard the crying of Hagar, the bond woman.
那么当然，神也听见了夏甲的声音。
But here, we can also realize that Ishmael is also crying too.
那么在这里，我们可以了解以实玛利也在哭泣。
She cannot find her mother.
因为她不能
find his mother.
她不能找到她的母亲。
And also, he's dying.
并且他已经觉得要死去了。
But just like what God said to Abraham, God promised Abraham that he will make Ishmael a great nation.
就像神应许亚伯兰的，神告诉亚伯兰说，这个儿子也要成立一个大国。
So God is always watching Ishmael.
所以神总是看顾着以实玛利。
And in verse 17,God did not say, "Oh, I hear you crying." God said, "I hear Ishmael crying."
那么十七节特别记载的说，神听见童子的声音。
So this is to tell us that God is always watching His word, His promise.
那么这告诉我们，神总是非常注意他的应许。
God promised to Abraham that Ishmael become a great nation, so God will not let Ishmael die.
那么既然神已经应许亚伯拉罕他要成为一个国度，那么他就不会让这个以实玛利死去。
He had to make Ishmael multiply.
他必须要让以实玛利能够生养众多。
In verse 18, he tell her to pick up her son and continue the journey.
那十八节神告诉夏甲说，将以实玛利抱起来，继续他的行程。
And then he said, "I will make him a great nation."
他说，我要让他成为一个大国。
I think, imagine if we are Hagar at that time. You know, we are about to die.
想一想，我们是夏甲，那个时候他看到他的儿子将要死去了。And
but God said, you know what? Your son is going to become a great nation.
但是呢，他却听到神告诉他说，你的儿子要成为大国。
It seems like a very contradictory. You know, we're about to die, and he's going to become a great nation.
听起来是不是有冲突？因为他就要死了，但是呢，你却说他要成为大国。
At some time in our life, we encounter the same thing too.
有时候在我们的生活中，我们也会碰到这样的事情。
What God promised is one thing, and then what we see in our life, it seems like another thing.
神所应许跟我们眼睛所看到的似乎是不同。
But then, let's look at verse 19.
那么我们继续看19节。
It says, then God opened her eye, and she saw a well of water.
19节,神使夏甲的眼睛明亮,她就看见一口水井。
And this water from the well is not just giving her and her son only.
那么这口水井不是只是让她跟她的儿子喝足。
But it can provide for the rest of their lives.
它可以提供他们以后生活所需要的。
If we look at chapter 21, verse 20.
那么21节,
chapter 21, verse 20.
创世21章20节,
it says, so God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. So the boy was grew up in the wilderness.
那么20节, 神保佑童子, 他就渐长, 住在旷野, 成了一个弓箭手。
So let's compare a skin of water and a well of water.
那我们现在做一个一袋一皮带水跟一口井来做比较。
This a skin of water represents man's help.
那么一皮带水所代表的就是人的帮助。
This is help from people, like Abraham tried to help her.
这是从人而来的帮助，就好像亚伯拉罕要帮助夏甲一样。
But then this kind of help is quite temporary.
那么这种帮助是暂时的。
It's also very limited.
并且是有限度的。very
soon it will be used up.
那么很快的，这个帮助就用尽了。But
this well of water represents God's help.
那么这一口井所代表的是神的帮助。Oftentimes
this well is a living well, so water continues to flow.
那么这一口井通常是一口活水井，所以这个水是不断的涌出来。And
with this well of water, Ishmael and Hagar can continue to survive in the wilderness and multiply.
那么借着这一口井，这夏甲跟以实玛利可以在旷野生存。And
so not the help is not just one day, but all the days of their lives.
这个帮助不是只有一天的，而是一生。And
today, a skin of water and well water represent something very important in our lives.
所以今天这一皮带水跟这一口水井是代表我们生活上的帮助。
Yes, in times, we need to have a skin of water to help us.
没有错，有时候我们的确需要一皮带水来帮助。
For example, when we first come to church.
譬如说，当我们来到教会的时候。
When we're in trouble, yeah, at first we need to have people to help us.
当我们有困难的时候，起初我们当然是需要人的帮助。
But then we can discover that people's help is quite limited too.
但是很快的，我们也可以发现人的帮助是有限的。
For example, if we're looking for a job.
譬如说我们在寻找工作。
Or we are sick.
或是我们生病了。
Or we have status problem.
或是我们有身份上的问题。
In our lives, people can only help us to certain point.
那么在这些事情上，人所能帮助的是有限的。
Sometimes when we are sick,
有时候我们生病的时候,
we will face loneliness.
我们或许觉得很孤单。
People don't understand how we feel.
我们觉得别人不了解我们的感受。
People do not understand the pain that we face, we encounter.
别人没有办法感受我们所面对的这些痛苦。
People don't understand the fear that we have.
人没有办法了解我们的恐惧。
People do not understand the worry that we have.
或是我们的担忧。
Yes, people can try to comfort us.
或许这些人他们想要来安慰我们。
And we feel good around with these people for a couple hours.
在与这些人在一起，我们或许觉得很舒适。
But then when we go back home, we once again face loneliness, fears, and pain.
但是当时间过去，我们离开这一群人回到家里，我们又觉得孤单痛苦。
And so we need to really get to know God.
所以我们必须要能够认识神。
We need to receive help from God.
我们必须要从神那里来领受他的协助。
God's help is like this, a well of water.
那么神的帮助就好像一口水井。
Can always be with us and guide us.
是永远与我们同在带领我们的。
I'd like to tell you a couple of testimonies that I witnessed with my eyes.
那么在这里我来告诉各位一些见证。
In New York, there's a couple. One, the wife's name is called Xiaonan Liang.
在纽约有一对夫妻，那个妻子是梁女士。
Liang, yeah. And the husband is Zhong Yi Lian.
那先生是连先生。
And they both are atheists.
那么他们都是无神论的。
They both came from Taiwan to study a PhD in NYU.
那么他们是从台湾来到纽约大学来读这个博士学位。
And they're very, very smart.
他们非常的聪明。
Highly educated.
有的高等的教育。
They study in NYU, study about how to slice the genes and what gene to put in and what result will happen, do all those experiments.
那么他们在纽约大学是研究这个基因的如何来切割基因并且来转换基因。
And one day, her husband became sick.
有一天,
have a fever.
这位先生他生病发高烧。
And so she thought, my husband just having a cold.
那这位梁女士她来告诉我们说，她先生呢好像是感冒并且有发烧。她没有告诉我们。
No, she thought to herself that he just have a cold.
这位梁女士以为她的先生只是感冒发烧。
But then she started to see that her husband started to talk nonsense, gibberish.
接着她发现她先生开始胡言乱语。
And just when she wanted to take her husband to the hospital,
那么那个时候她正想要带着她先生去医院的时候。
Suddenly she heard pang in the bathroom.
那么她听到一个响声。
And she ran to the bathroom and she saw her husband was lying on the bathroom.
那么她进去观察的时候，看到她先生已经躺在这个浴室。
Blood came from the nose, from the mouth.
那么有血从鼻孔、嘴巴流出来。
And she immediately called 911.
她赶快打911。
And then sent to the best hospital in New York.
那么就将她送到纽约市最好的医院。
And she contacted her husband's brother.
那么她马上与她先生的兄弟联络。
Tell them what happened, and then she was immediately sent to. She also went to hospital, but she had to switch off her phone.
那么，她告诉她先生的兄弟发生什么事以后，她就赶快到医院去了。
And also, she had need to in hospital. She needs to switch off her phone.
那么，在医院的时候，她必须要关掉她的手机。
And at that time, the doctor do a lot of tests on him, but cannot find out what's wrong with him.
那么，他那个医院的医生做了许多的检验，但是没有办法了解到底是什么样的病。
And then, her husband's situation getting worse and worse.
他先生的病情越来越糟糕。
And she told me that when the doctor told her that her husband's lungs doesn't work anymore, he need to have the machine to pump air into his lung.
那么后来，这位女士告诉我，她的先生当时候，这个她的肺停止功能，那么 医院必须要用机器来帮助她。
And she said that she went out from the hospital.
那么她就离开了医院。
She cried.
她在外面痛哭。
She's an atheist.
因为她是一个无神论的人。
She want to pray to God.
那么她想要向神祷告。
But she doesn't know any God.
但是她不认识任何的一个神。
She's an atheist. No God come up in her mind.
因为她是无神论的人，所以在她的脑海里面没有任何一个神出现在那脑海里面。
And she just prayed to God, say, God, if you're there.
所以她只能说，神啊，如果你在那里
，Please help us.
求你帮助我们。
Please let us experience you, your existence.
让我们能够体验你的存在。
Right. And right after she prayed.
那么她这样祷告完了以后
，Suddenly she had this thought came into her mind.
突然间她的脑海里有一个思念
，Say, call Taiwan, call your brother's, your husband's sister.
这个意念就是打电话回台湾给你先生的这个姐妹。
And so she called immediately, and at that time in Taiwan was three in the morning.
那么当时候台湾时间是三点的早上，她马上就打了电话。
And her sister-in-law was telling her, "Hey, how come you call this time? We've been calling you."
那么她的这个先生的妹妹就打电话回来说就问她说，你为什么这么晚才打？我们正要找你。
We call you so many times.
因为我们已经尝试了许多次。
And they had contacted Chuji Church in New York and also Elizabeth Church to reach out to her to help her.
因为他们已经联络了纽约的教会还有纽泽西的教会来帮助他。
And the sister-in-law told her that, you know, there's a pastor Zhou, you know, tell people to pray 2 o'clock in the morning for you and for your husband.
所以他先生的姐妹就告诉他说，有一位周传道就在这个纽约的地方他可以帮助你。
And thank God, you know, after the believer prayed in 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. she returned, and believers were quite confident that she should return their call.
那么当时候教会的信徒呢，为他们祷告以后，觉得这位梁女士可能会跟他们联络。
And so Preacher Zhou and I went to see her.
所以周传道跟我就去看他们。
And we pray for her husband.
我们为她的先生祷告。
Thank God, her husband's situation did not deteriorate, but it stopped and started to improve.
那么感谢神，她先生的状况就不再往下坡走那么似乎有开始进步了。
And then I told her, while you pray to God, it's also important that you read Bible too.
我们就告诉他说，不只是要向神祷告，也应该要好好的读圣经。
Because if we read God's word, that means we listen to God's word, and God will listen to our prayer.
意思就是说，如果我们读神的话语，就是我们听从神的话，那么神也会垂听我们的祷告。
And so she interpreted what I said as, okay.If I read Bible, my husband will get well.
所以他自己认为我所说的意思是说，如果我读圣经，我先生就会好起来。
And she said, I'm very good at reading books because I'm a PhD student. I read a lot of books.
那么他认为我是一个博士的学生，我很会的读书。
So she started to read Bible.
所以他就开始念圣经。
In the beginning, when she read Bible, she thought, this is fairy tale.
那么在开始读的时候，他觉得这个好像是童话故事。
Until she read one passage, one story about there was a father and his son is epileptic. 癫痫病。
直到他读到了一个故事，提到一个父亲他的儿子呢得了癫痫病。
And she felt that her husband is just like this boy, you know, fell down to the floor and become unconscious.
那么她就觉得她的先生就好像这个小孩子一样倒在地上失去了知觉。
And she saw how Lord Jesus Christ was able to heal this son.
那么她看到主耶稣是如何能够医治这个儿子。
And she started to have faith in God, say, oh God, you know, if you can heal this person, you can definitely heal my son, heal my husband.
那么她开始就有了信心，觉得说，如果神可以医治这个小孩子，就能够医治我的先生。
And so she started to pray, and she received the Holy Spirit, and also her husband's situation getting better and better. But the doctor still don't know what's going on, cannot find what's the problem.
那么她就祷告，并且领受了圣灵。 那么她先生的情况慢慢的好转，但是这个时候医生还是不知道发生了什么事情。
And finally, thank God, now the husband is healthy and walk around, and the mind is not damaged.
感谢神，他先生现在已经是非常的健康，能够四处走动，他的头脑似乎也没有受损。
And the doctor still doesn't know why, you know, why he's sick and how did he get well.
那么医生还是不知道他是如何生病，又如何医好的。And
in this story, we can see that, you know, people's comfort, our visitation, our care, it helps, but it's quite limited.
从这个例子，我们可以了解人的帮助安慰是有限的。Finally,
the help need to come from God, because only God can cure and heal her husband.
那么终究这个帮助必须要从神那里来，才能够医治他的先生。So
if in life we can find God, we have reliance.
如果在我们的生活当中，我们能够寻找到神，那我们就有一个很好的帮助。In
time of trouble, we have reliance, therefore we have peace, and God will also give us strength.
那么在我们生活遇到困难的时候，我们就可以从神那里得到他的帮助。In
the Bible, there was a person called David.
在圣经里面提到有一个人叫大卫。And
his father-in-law is a king, and his father-in-law was very jealous of him.
那么他的岳父是一个王，他的岳父非常的嫉妒他。So
the father-in-law tried to kill him.
所以他的岳父想要杀死他。And
at this time, David went to everybody to seek for help.
那么这时候大卫四处逃跑，想要寻求庇护。
He went to his wife. His wife is the daughter of the king, but his wife cannot help him.
他去他的妻子，就是他岳父的女儿那里，但是他的妻子没有办法帮助他。And
he went to Samuel, the prophet of God, but the prophet of God can only help a little. After all, in the end, Samuel cannot help him.
那么他去找这个撒母耳先知，但是撒母耳先知只能协助他一段时间，他还是必须要逃跑。Then
he went to see Jonathan, his best friend, is also son of the king.
他又跑去见他的好朋友，就是约拿丹，扫罗王的儿子。But
Jonathan cannot help him.
但是约拿丹也没有办法协助他。Because
Jonathan cannot change his father's mind.
因为约拿丹没有办法改变他父亲的心意。Sometimes
we have this experience. We cannot change our spouse or our children's character.
我们有时候也有同样的感觉，就是我们没有办法改变我们的另一半的想法，或是我们孩子的想法。And
then he went to a high priest. High priest cannot help him.
那么他又跑到这个大祭司那里，也没有办法得到协助。In
fact, when he went to his enemies, enemies cannot help him too.
他甚至跑到他的敌人那里去，也没有办法得到协助。So
in David's life, you know, he faced a lot of troubles, and he had no way to go.
在大卫的一生当中，他遭遇了许多的困难，无处可走。But
he learned to talk to God and rely on God.
那么他最后学习到要与神交通，祈求神来帮助。One
time in 1 Samuel chapter 30, when they came back, he saw that the children are gone, the wife are gone, all the possessions are gone.
那有一次在撒母耳记上的三十章记载他离开他的家一段时间回来，突然间发现他的家人都不见了。
And his house has been burned up.
那么他的房子也被烧毁了。
And because there are some people came to raid it, his village and took everything away and burned down his house.
因为一些强盗来抢夺了他的城镇并且将一切都抢去了。
And his friends are very angry with him. It's because if David did not leave that place, they wouldn't have to suffer all these loss.
那么他跟随他的人非常的生气，如果大卫没有离开这个他们所来的地方，跑到这里就不会发生这样的事情了。
And so these people started to talk about want to kill David.
所以这些人就想要杀死大卫。
And at that time, David felt very lonely, very fearful.
那么在那个时候，大卫觉得非常的孤单非常的惧怕。
But in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, it says that David found strength in God.
那么在撒母耳记上三十章的第六节提到说大卫在神那里得到了力量。
Because in the past, God has always helped David.
因为在过去神总是帮助大卫。
So he thought about, he had to talk to God and ask God for help. And indeed, God helped him to gain everything he lost.
那么他觉得他必须要向神祈求得着力量。And 确实神也让他夺回了他所失去的一切。
So God is like this well water to David.
所以神就好像这一口水井一样。
And God is like this well of water to our brother 钟义念。
那么这一口水神就好像一口水井来帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
请看马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章
verse 33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
六章三十三节。
This is the promise of Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣的应许。
Verse 33 said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."
三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
So besides, you know, seeking for God, we also need to seek for God's promises and hold fast to it.
除了寻求神，我们还要寻求神的应许，并且要紧紧的抓住。
Because God's promise is like this a well of water.
因为神的应许就好像这一口水井。
Whenever, we can hold on to God's promise and pray to God about it.God will always fulfill His promise, just like God fulfilled His promise to Ishmael.
只要我们能够紧紧抓住神的应许，我们就能够从神那里得到帮助，就好像神帮助以实玛利一样。
I'd like to tell you a testimony.
在这里再做一个见证。
I remember when I was about age 20.
我大约在二十岁的时候。
One day, the wife of A preacher came to me.
有一位传道娘来到我这里。
She was just asking me about marriage, and she was telling me, "Oh, you know, at your age, right? You need to start to pray for your future marriage."
那她来是在劝勉我这个婚姻的事情。
And you know, after talking to her, yeah, I feel like yeah, I need to pray for my marriage.
那么经过一番谈话以后，我觉得。我必须要为我的婚姻来祷告。
I remember very clearly, I went back and I knelt down and prayed, said, "Oh God, please help me, my future marriage."
那么我回家以后就跪下来祷告，祈求神帮助我未来的婚姻。
And you know what? I remember when I was praying, it was very clear. It's like very clear to me. I feel like there was a clear message to me, say, "Jason, you don't need to pray about this."
那么在我祷告的时候呢，我感受到一个信息说你不需要为你的婚姻担心。
All you had to do, just do what you doing what you're doing right now. Seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
那么你所需要做的就是先求他的国和他的义。
So-called God's kingdom is to seek, you know, salvation.
那么神的国就是救恩。
In the future, we have to go to the kingdom of God up there.
因为有一天我们总要进入 天国。
And the kingdom of God is also the church.
那么天国也指的教会。
Let's see what church, brothers, sisters, friends need, and we provide their help, provide help to them.
那么在教会里面，我们看到 弟兄姐妹的需求，我们就帮助他们。
And also, the kingdom of God also represents in our heart.
那么天国也在我们的心中。
Let's pursue to let Lord Jesus Christ fill in our heart, let His words, let His spirit fill in us.
我们要让神的话语, 神的灵,
And also seek His righteousness means do what He can, what do what God considers right.
并且要寻求他的意义，就是要 按着神的旨意。
If we had to go work, we go to work.
如果我们需要工作，就去工作。
If we had to be nice to people, help people, we do that.
我们需要 对人友善, 帮助别人，我们就去做。
And God promises that He knows our need and He will provide for us.
神应许我们, 祂知道我们的需求, 祂会, 提供, 我们这样的饮食。
And really thank God, God guided in my marriage.
感谢神, 神带领我的, 婚姻的, 旅途。
You know, God even speak to my future spouse to let her know that to marry me.
那么神甚至, 跟我的未来的妻子, 提醒说要嫁给我。
And really thank God, because at that time nobody can change her mind.
感谢神, 没有人能够改变她的心意。
And what is it that we want to give to our children?
那么到底我们要给我们儿女们什么样的礼物呢?
Some people want to give to their children some money, some inheritance.
有些人想要给他们一些产业。
Some people want to give their children education.
有些人要给他们儿女们 很高深的教育。
But all these things is just like the skin of water.
那这一些事情就好像这一皮带水。
One day it will use up, one day it will be no use.
那么这一批带水总是会用尽的。
And so one day, they would need to know God.
那么他们有一天, 必须要去寻求神。
And so we need to pass on God, the well of water, to them.
所以我们要将神所赐的这一口水井, 赐给他们。
So that not just we always receive help from God, but our children also can also at any time, at any place, can receive help from God.
所以不止我们可以得到神的帮助, 我们的儿女们, 也可以得到神的帮助。
We can also pray for our children.
我们也为我们的儿女代祷。
Pray for our friends.
为我们的, 亲朋好友代祷。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
请看以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse 17.
以弗所书一章十七节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17
以弗所书一章十七节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17
以弗所书一章十七节
verse 17 Here it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ the Father of glory may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge of Him.
17节, 求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵 赏给你们, 使你们真知道他。
Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
18节, 并且照明你们心中的眼睛, 使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望, 他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Paul pray to God about for the believer so that their eyes can be open, okay, can see things, see God's promises, see God's glory, see God's blessing, God's importance.
那么在这里, 使徒保罗为信徒们祷告, 求神, 能够启开他们的心, 能够看到神的荣耀恩典。
You see, When God helped Hagar and Ishmael, God did not change the environment.
那么当神帮助夏甲或是以实玛利的时候, 神并没有改变当时候的环境。
What God did is open Hagar's eyes.
那么神所做的事情就是打开他的眼睛。
Suddenly, she saw, hey, in front of her, there's a well of water.
那么就在他的眼前,他看到了一口水井。
The well of water was already there.
那么那口水井原本就在那里了。
But she did not see it.
但是她却没有看见。
And she was just about to die right next to the water.
那么她即将死在这一口水井旁边。
You know what? That's so pitiful.
那是一件非常可怜的事情。
People die of thirst next to the well.
那么一个人就死在一口水井旁边。
Very pitiful. And sometimes, you know, God is not too far away from us.
所以, 神并离我们不是很远的。
But then sometimes people died next to their help.
但是人却死在, 他的协助的旁边。
And if God can open our eyes, then we see the solution to our problem. We receive comfort.
所以我们 如果让神打开我们的眼睛, 我们就可以看到我们的帮助,
quickly tell you two testimonies. Real short testimonies.
与各位分享两个见证。
One time when I was away from Phoenix Church in one church outside.
有一次我到一个教会去,
I just feel like, how come, you know, some people is very bully, like to bully people.
为什么有些人总是喜欢
欺负人。
欺负人。
And so my heart starts to feel like a tempest up and down.
那么所以我的心情就觉得很不稳定。
And there's nobody in the church, in the chapel, just me.
那么那个时候在会堂里面没有别人。
So I just kneeled down and prayed.
因此我就跪下来祷告。
I tell God, say, God, you know, I don't want to feel like this way, feel, you know, no peace in my heart.
我向神祷告说, 我不希望在我的心中充满着这种不平静。
Can you please help me?
求你帮助我。
And then there was a message came to me.
那么我就听到了一个信息。
And God told me, wait for God to judge.
神告诉他说等候神的审判。
And at that very moment, I feel so peaceful.
那么这样子我就感到非常的平静。
Yeah, you know, that message also recorded in the Bible too.
因为那个信息在圣经里面也这样子记载。
But sometimes we don't see it.
只是我们 看不见。
But then when God opened my eyes, opened my mind, and then I received peace.
但是当神 开启了我的 眼睛, 心眼, 我就得到 平静了。
That's another testimony.
另外一个见证。
There's a sister felt like she had nothing in this world.
有一个姐妹她觉得 在世界上她已经 绝望了。
No, she had nothing in this world.
她觉得在世上她什么也没有。
And so she prayed to God.
因此她向神祷告。
Tell God, say, maybe how poor, how bad the situation she has.
向神叙述她的苦境。
And then God speak to her.
那么神就与她说话。
And God say to her, you know, when I was on earth, I don't even have a pillow.
那么神告诉她说, 我在世上的时候, 连枕头的地方都没有。
And I'm sure that she's probably thinking about it. Hey, you know what, at least I have a pillow.
那么或许这个姐妹想一想, 哎, 至少我还有一个枕头的地方。
And she feel very comforted.
因此她就觉得, 得到安慰。
Right. So God is always around us and watching over us. But sometimes our eyes is not open. So therefore we feel confused. We feel in troubles. No peace.
所以神总是在我们的身边, 看顾我们。 只是我们有时候眼睛看不到。
Finally, I'd like to use Hosea chapter 6, verse 3 for mutual encouragement and conclusion.
最后以何西阿书第六章的一个经文与大家做 结论。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
何西阿书第六章第三节。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
Hosea 6, 章第三节。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
Hosea 6, 章第三节。
Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established at the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth.
第三节，我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
So let us pursue to know God.
让我们来寻求神。
So have we really sure today we have found this well of water?
我们是不是非常肯定的知道我们有这么一口井就在我们旁边。
Who can help us all the ways of our life to the very end?
那么这一口井能够帮助我们直到今生的结束。
Let's sing him.
我们一同祷唱诗。
Sing him 67.
唱诗67首。弟兄姐妹以及朋友们都体验到这位神。
We experience God listen to our prayer.
我们体验到神垂听我们的祷告。
I truly hope that we can also oftentimes experience God answer our prayer.
我也深刻的盼望神时常的回应我们的祷告。
So what God wants is when we pray, pray with a sincere heart, pray with a believing heart.
神所要的心就是一个虔诚相信的心。
So now we're going to pray.
我们现在要一同祷告。
I'd like to ask friends or brothers and sisters, welcome to come on and pray together.
欢迎弟兄姐妹、朋友们到前面来祷告。
The deaconess and the pastor will pray for you.
那么执事传道会为弟兄为各位按手祷告。
And so let's come.And tell God our sorrow, our trouble, and also let us pray for each other, pray for our friends and brothers and sisters who are in sickness or in the time of trouble.
我们将我们一切的困难都向神祈求，也彼此互相的代祷，也为身体欠安的弟兄姐妹朋友们祷告。
Let's pray together.
一同祷告。